Good morning. I welcome you into the fellowship of Jesus Christ as we worship together on this Lord's Day. We may not be together physically, but we are together in spirit. We're in the presence of God, and we are joined by Jesus Christ. I pray that God will guide our hearts and fill us with the Holy Spirit. I invite you to pray with me. Gracious God, we come before you today giving thanks for your love. Open our hearts to your will for us and reveal yourself to us. Bring us closer to you and closer to one another as we prepare to worship. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Join me now in our call to worship. Lord, you have searched us, and you know us. Where can we flee from your presence? If we travel to the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide us. How precious are your thoughts, O God. Guide us in the everlasting way. Amen. Our scripture reading is from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verses 43 through 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets wrote. It is Jesus of Nazareth." "Nazareth, can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Teacher, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of God for the people of God. We give thanks to God. As we worship today, it is important that we acknowledge God's presence in our lives and pray for those who are in need. I invite you to offer individual thanks and petitions before we pray together. Loving God, we thank you for the many ways in which you touch our lives. We are grateful to you for the patience you show and for the ways you care for us. We thank you for being the source of true joy. We lift up the healthcare workers whom you send to deliver your gift of healing. We pray for those who suffer with the coronavirus and their loved ones. We ask for your hand to guide the distribution of the vaccine, and we ask for your blessing on those in our community and all people everywhere who have been negatively affected by the pandemic. Open our hearts and eyes so that we may recognize and minister to the needs before us. We give you thanks for the work of Jesus Christ, the one who offers us hope of life eternal in your presence, and we pray to you using words that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time between Christmas and Ash Wednesday Christians call the season of Epiphany. During this time, each year we turn our attention to the ways God made himself known to humans through Jesus Christ. We follow the scriptures from the account of the birth of the Christ child through the narratives depicting the ways Jesus is revealed as the promised one of God. We look at Epiphany as a time of growth, spiritual growth in our understanding of the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives and in those around us, so that we may be better prepared to share Christ with our community and with the world. In the first chapter of John's Gospel, John gives his account of Jesus as teacher, a teacher inviting people to join him in his mission of sharing the Word of God with the world. In that time, it was a common practice for a professional teacher to recruit students, much as the college and universities do today. Academic achievements and test scores are considered indicators of the potential performance of students, both in the learning stage and the impact they may have in the world after their graduation. The greater the contribution to the world, the greater the reputation of the school. The early teachers used similar evaluation methods. They would seek out the students they considered to have the greatest potential in hope of building their status as a teacher. When we study the recruitment practice of Jesus, we don't see him relying on the indicators that other teachers considered important. Jesus went to the shores of Galilee, the fishing villages, to the places others bypassed. He didn't look at things like great achievements or outstanding academics or test scores. He looked for ordinary people with a love for God and a heart to share God's love with others. Those people that Jesus chose, learned, and helped set in motion the greatest change the world has ever experienced. Not because they were academic scholars, but because they loved, and because they were willing to share the love of God. Jesus didn't stop recruiting when he chose the 12. He continued recruiting, continued inviting people to follow him, and he continues to invite today through his Word and Holy Spirit. He continually invites those who love him to change the world. I pray that we will respond to Jesus' invitation to love so that the world may know the presence of the awesome God of heaven. Amen. Join me now in our affirmation of faith. There is one God, and there is one mediator, Jesus Christ, who came as a ransom for all, to whom we testify. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world and taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen. I'm grateful for our time today and look forward to the time when we can gather again. Let's close in prayer. God, you are ever faithful. We thank you for your relentless quest for our hearts. Send us into the world and equip us to share your love so that your kingdom will spread throughout the earth. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.